I noticed over the last 2 days something I've never really seen before. And that is the passion of two parents on behalf of their children before Jesus. Yesterday it was the woman who was not Jewish, but had come on behalf of her daughter. And she speaks to Jesus, and Jesus is sort of short with her. If we read the narrative, it's sort of one of those things where we don't understand culturally exactly what's going on, so it seems like he's short. He's like, look, I've been sent here to the children of Israel. I've been sent here to the Jews. You're not a Jew. And so the children need to eat before the dogs. And she does not relent. She does not give up on behalf of her daughter. And she says, I know that, Lord. But even the dogs get to eat the scraps at the table that fall from the children's plates. All right, and that moves Jesus. So that moves God on her behalf. And her daughter is rescued. Today, we see a man who has a demon-possessed son. And he says, look, if you can do anything for us, I'm begging you. And Jesus says, why do you say if I can? Anything is possible for a person who has faith. And the guy yells, I do have faith. Help me to have more faith. In other words, help me do whatever I've got to do to move you, to move on behalf of my son. And Jesus does. And what has struck me today is really a message for parents. A first of its kind. I've never really considered this before. But I have never seen an instance in Scripture when a parent comes and approaches God on behalf of their child that God does not show up. And so I'm sure there are a number of you who have adult children that you are praying for earnestly to return to the faith or to turn away from destructive behaviors. And you're weary of it. I'm sure there are those of you who have children and adolescents that you're just biting your nails to the quick, hoping everything will turn out right. I'm sure there are those of you who have young kids that you adore and look upon with love and just pray that God will protect their hearts and let you do a good job. There are those of you with newborns that look upon them with love and care and sense the weight of responsibility for the life that has been given to you to steward. I know of no instance in the Bible when a tenacious, unrelenting parent comes to God, and then God doesn't show up.